This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Justice Department, along with the attorneys general of 11 states, on Tuesday brought a massive antitrust lawsuit against Google. The lawsuit accuses the tech giant of maintaining illegal monopolies over search and search advertising on the Internet. The action was widely expected. It's considered the most significant antitrust case since 1998, when the Justice Department sued Microsoft for its monopoly of the software market. In a statement, Google Chief Legal Officer Kent Walker called the lawsuit, quote, deeply flawed. He said in a blog post that most people use Google because they choose to, not because they can't find alternatives. He said the lawsuit would do nothing to help consumers, but instead would prop up lower quality search options. Google's parent company, Alphabet Incorporated, is a trillion-dollar company based in California with revenues of $162 billion last year. Google accounts for nearly 90% of all search queries in the United States. Attorney General William Barr said the lawsuit is not tied to conservative concern over content moderation and censorship by online platforms. In recent years, President Donald Trump and Republicans have accused Google and other online platforms of silencing conservative viewpoints. The Google lawsuit stems from a year-long investigation that also examined three other tech giants, Apple, Amazon, and Facebook. The Oversight Authority for U.S. Operations in Afghanistan said Tuesday that the United States has lost $19 billion in Afghanistan since 2002 due to waste, fraud, and abuse. The Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction said Congress has appropriated nearly $134 billion for Afghan reconstruction since late 2001. VOA News.